Jackson.
WCWP, Brookville, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. I don't like string beans, but I do like the song String Bean by guitarist Brian Hughes. Here it is. FM and WCWP.org. Bob James with the title track to his 2002 album, Morning, Noon, and Night, which makes me think of a Peanuts comic strip from 1985. Lucy thinks Snoopy's love letter is too vague, so his revision reads, "I miss you at 8:15, 11:45, and 9:36. Bob wrote the vague Morning, Noon, and Night with Paul Brown and Roberto Valli. Paul programmed, produced, arranged, and mixed the song while Roberto played additional keyboards. Bob was on piano. Additionally, Dave Koz was on tenor sax, Paul Jackson Jr. on guitar, Will Lee on bass, Vinnie Colaiuta on drums, and Paulinho da Costa with percussion. Bob, both Pauls, Will, and Vinnie will return later in the show, some sooner than later. Before that, Brian Hughes with String Bean from 1 to 1 in 1998. One is spelled out, two is numeric. Brian wrote String Bean and played guitars, keyboards, and programming. Les Portelli was on piano, Gordon Sheard played the Hammond organ and additional keyboards, Colin Barrett on bass, Mark Kelso on drums and additional percussion, and Daphnis Prieto Rodriguez on the main percussion. Another guitarist, Chris Camozzi, whose name I mispronounced for 25 years, is next to perform with his song from 20 years ago, Something About Her. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Tom Schumann with his composition Fearless Fosdick, a play on Fearless Fosdick, the Dick Tracy parody, speaking of comics, we talked about Peanuts earlier, from Deep Chill in 2006. Tom played keyboards and programming. Yeah, the drums, guitar, and horn section were samples. And Jeff Koshua played alto sax. That wasn't a sample. Before that, Chris Camozzi on actual guitar with Something About Her, his composition with Scott Fuller on Slow Burn in 2001. Scott didn't play keyboards on that song, but Jeff Lorber did, along with drum programming. Chris was on acoustic and electric guitar, Urs Wiesendonger on additional keyboards and percussion programming, and John J.R. Robinson on actual drums. Don't mess with Stanley Turrentine. He's next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
I can't take it anymore.
And the free WCWP mobile app. Stay golden.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Two songs in this segment were recorded at Van Gelder Studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, and they both feature Idris Muhammad on drums. One before he assumed that name upon his conversion to Islam. First is Stanley Turrentine covering Marvin Gaye's Don't Mess with Mr. T. I won't. This is 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, and that was Stanley Turrentine with an all-instrumental cover of Marvin Gaye's mostly instrumental, Don't Mess with Mr. T, or Clubber Lang, or B.A. Baracus. And despite that joke, Lawrence Tarot did not take his name from the song. Stanley's cover was the title track to his 1973 album. He did take on the name Mr. T from that song, on top of the Sugar Man. Stanley played tenor sax with Bob James returning on piano and also arranging the song and conducting the orchestra, Harold Mayburn on Rhodes piano, Richard T on organ, Eric Gale on guitar, Ron Carter on bass, Idris Muhammad on drums, percussion by Rubens Bassini, and the horn section featured Randy Brecker and Joe Farrell. 5 years earlier, at the same studio, Van Gelder Studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, George Benson recorded a cover of Glenn Miller that also featured Idris Muhammad on drums, still known then as Leo Morris. Is that the Chattanooga Choo Choo? Yes, it is, but don't give me a shine. FM and WCWP.org. Earl Clue with Mayagüez, a tribute to the city and municipality in Puerto Rico on Magic in Your Eyes in 1978. Earl wrote the tribute and played acoustic guitar. Greg Fillengaines was on piano and Rhodes piano, Scott Edwards on bass, and Gene Dunlap on drums and percussion. 10 years before that, in 1968, Earl's friend George Benson covered Chattanooga Choo Choo, a production number in Sun Valley Serenade, on Shape of Things to Come. George played electric guitar, Charles Covington was on organ, Buddy Lucas on harmonica, Richard Davis on bass, Idris Muhammad on drums, still going by Leo Morris as he hadn't converted to Islam yet, percussion by Johnny Pacheco, and a horn section featuring Marvin Stamm and Alan Raff. Don Sebesky served as arranger and conductor. David Benoit has Cabin Fever next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Alana here inviting you to check out the Rockin' Sunday Show.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
From his 1989 album Waiting for Spring, and it's almost here, it's David Benoit and something we've all dealt with in the last year, Cabin Fever.
Hi, this is Nelson Rangel. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my buddy, Mike Shimeri, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
And that was Nelson Rangel with Playing for Keeps, the title track to his second album, First with GRP, that came out in 1989. It was written by Jay Rowe, Nelson's friend from the New England Conservatory of Music, originally going by Old Field Lane until Larry Rosen, the R in GRP, made Jay change the title. He felt Nelson was playing for keeps, so fine, playing for keeps. Nelson played alto sax, Jay was on piano and keyboards, and I'm guessing synth bass. Chuck Loeb played acoustic and electric guitar, just like Chris Camozzi earlier. Elliot Lewis with drum programming and sequencing, and percussion by Emmadine Rivera. Before that, also in 1989 and also on GRP, David Benoit with Cabin Fever from Waiting for Spring, his second solo album that year after Urban Daydreams. David wrote the song and played piano with Emily Remler on only electric guitar, Luther Hughes on acoustic bass, and Peter Erskine on drums. Hour one will end with Ken Navarro on electric guitar, but first, Joe Sample and the Soul Committee. A committee made up of Joel Peskin, Oscar Bashir, Arthur Adams, Michael Landau, Freddie Washington, Steve Gadd, and Lenny Castro. While It's Good is the title.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. Hour one ended with Brighter Days by Ken Navarro from Brighter Days in 1995. Ken wrote the title track and played guitars and keyboards. Dan Reynolds was on piano and organ. Brandon Fields on alto sax, Gary Granger on bass, and Mike Oben on drums. Before that, Joe Sample and the Soul Committee, and Joe's composition While It's Good from Did You Feel That? In 1994. Ken Navarro would write a song called Did You Hear That for his The Meeting Place album in 2007. For While It's Good, Joe was on piano and keyboards, and the Soul Committee backing him up consisted of Joel Peskin on tenor sax, Oscar Brashear on trumpet, Arthur Adams and Michael Landau both on guitar, Freddie Washington on bass, Steve Gadd on drums, and Lenny Castro on percussion. Joel Peskin and fellow saxophonist Bob Shepard run a company called Retro Revival that makes mouthpieces, or reeds, for woodwinds. Joel even goes by I Read Man on social media. Hour 2 begins with a song from 2021. It took until March to play one. From Patrick Bradley's Exhale album, it's Reinvention. Paula Atherton with Funculator, as in the bass tone shaper, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Funculator is on Paula's 2020 album, Can You Feel It? Did you feel that? Can you feel it? So many questions about feeling in the last 20 minutes. Paula played alto sax, Cindy Bradley was on trumpet and trombone, David DeLome on keyboards, and Skylar Deal, the song's composer, on guitar, bass, and programming. He was also responsible for the horn arrangement with additional arranging by Paula Atherton and Lou Jimenez. Before that, Patrick Bradley, no relation to Cindy Bradley, with Reinvention from Exhale in 2021. Patrick's description of Reinvention in the liner notes is changing the mindset through a hopeful vibe, more kindness and compassion. I'm for that. Patrick played piano, organ, and keyboards and wrote the song with Jeff Lorber, who played additional keyboards and synth bass. Michael Thompson was on guitar and Gary Novak on drums. Jeff was with Chris Camozzi last hour and will be back later in this segment with his Jeff Lorber fusion. Gary Novak and Paul Jackson Jr. will be on that as well. But before we get to the fusion, here's Herb Alpert, who Jeff has worked with, and still another cover. This time, it's the Jason Mraz song, I'm Yours, for the next few minutes at least. FM and WCWP.org, the Jeff Lorber fusion with Arda from Impact in 2018. Jeff wrote that and played piano, Rhodes piano, Mini Moog, and guitar. Paul Jackson Jr. also played guitar, Jimmy Haslip was on bass, Andy Snitzer on tenor sax, and Gary Novak on drums. We heard Jeff, Paul, and Gary on Patrick Bradley's Reinvention earlier in the segment. Before the fusion, we heard Herb Alpert with I'm Yours, a Jason Mraz cover on Music, Volume 1, in 2017. Herb was on trumpet and Joachim Vandersag on everything else. Lisa Hilton is next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
So I get this call from my grandma, and she's like,
available now on iOS and Android devices.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Here's Lisa Hilton with Over and Over Again for the first time on this show. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Jazz, Funk, Soul with More Serious Business, the sequel to Serious Business on their eponymous debut album in 2014. More Serious Business came out in 2016. Jazz, Funk, Soul was the trio of Jeff Lorber making his fourth appearance of the show, Chuck Loeb, heard earlier with Nelson Rangel, and Everett Harp, only heard here. Chuck wrote More Serious Business and played guitars and keyboards. Jeff was only on keyboards, no guitar this time, and Everett was on tenor sax. Will Lee reprised his bass, and Vinnie Colaiuta reprised his drums from Bob James's Morning, Noon, and Night, and David Mann arranged and played in the horn section, which also contained Trevor Newman. Before that, Lisa Hilton with Over and Over Again, only heard once, like Everett Harp, from the New York Sessions in 2007. In the liner notes, Lisa calls her composition fast-paced, fun, and a bit wild. Sure was at the end, as Jeremy Pelt and Steve Wilson called and responded on trumpet and alto sax, respectively. Christian McBride was on acoustic bass as opposed to Will Lee's electric. Lewis Nash was on drums, and Lisa led the way on piano. Time for Dan Reynolds to take the lead. We heard him earlier with Ken Navarro. This time, he's solo with his song, Egad, Pinky's Groove. Narf. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Paul Brown with Piccadilly Circus, his guitar duet with Chris Standring out of Buckinghamshire. From One Way Back in 2016, Paul was on electric guitar while Chris was on everything else, including acoustic guitar. Before that, Dan Reynolds with Pinky's Groove from River Maiden in 2009. The next track on that album has a similar name. It should be Brain's Rain, but it's Clive's Jive. Pinky's Groove had Dan on piano and keyboards, Matvey Sigalov on violin, Dan Leonard on guitar, Steve Sachs, spelled S-A-C-H-S-E, on bass, and Andy Hamburger on drums. Unlike Neil Hamburger, Andy is real. Ben Tankard is really leading off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Next.
My name is Robert. I moderate a program that I like to think is inquisitive.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Time for Ben Tankard and his tribute to fellow keyboardist George Duke. George the Duke. Kim Scott with Free to Be, the title track to her 2019 album. Kim played flute and wrote the song with keyboardist West Byrd, B-Y-R-D. On tenor sax was Jasmine Gent, spelled G-H-E-N-T, with a soft G, like Studio Ghibli. Eric Essex played guitar, Sean Michael Ray was on bass, Kelvin Wu-Ten Wooten with additional keyboards and programming, and James P.J. Spraggins made like Gene Dunlap, playing drums and percussion. Before that, Ben Tankard with George the Duke, a tribute to George Duke, from Rise in 2018. And yes, the title track is a cover of Herb Alpert. There aren't any liner notes for Ben's album, so that's all the information I have. I do have the usual supply of info on Brian Simpson's 2018 song, At First Sight. And I'll tell you about that after you hear it, but I'll tell you now that George Duke was an inspiration of Brian's as well, especially the way Brian plays keytar in his live performances. So here is Brian Simpson with At First Sight.
This is John Cummins, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my friend, Mike Shimeri, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, John. That was Brian Simpson with At First Sight from Something About You, as opposed to Chris Camozzi's Something About Her, in 2018. Brian played piano and keyboards on At First Sight and wrote it with Steve Oliver, who was responsible for drum programming. They would be unified on their collaborative album Unified in 2020. Ron King was on trumpet on At First Sight, Daryl Crooks on guitar, Alex Al on bass, and percussion by Ramon Islas. The last song tonight is by Huge Groove off his 2020 album, Sing My Song. Good night. Huge wrote it and played tenor sax with Carnell Harrell on piano and Rhodes piano, John Jubu Smith from the band Maze on guitar, Cornelius Mims on bass, and unrelated Trevor Lawrence on drums, and Lenny Castro returning on percussion. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Good night by Huge Groove. Thank you.